everyone. My name is Crystal Dow, and I know we're all here interested in plant sciences, or the agriculture industry at least, and as we do that, I think all of our goals is to partner with farmers for their success and helping them be better stewards of the land for the future. And so with that, I'm going to direct our attention towards my presentation, and I'll be discussing how my undergrad research project covered educating farmers on our new soybean technologies here. So just a brief introduction, because it kind of helps paint the story. So I grew up, I was an Illinois farm girl in northern Illinois, and grew up on a grain and livestock farm, and followed my passions for agriculture out to Kansas State to pursue a degree in agronomy. And before I changed majors over to agronomy, I took a couple of internships in the seed sales industry. In my first summer internship with that, I worked with farmers about some of the new herbicide-tolerant soybeans, like the Roundup Ready to Extend. And I worked with farmers across the state of Nebraska, as well as Ohio, just discussing some of their concerns and opinions, and then also worked with applicators. And as I had these conversations, I would ask them, have they used dicam in the back or in their past, or what are their opinions of these new herbicide-tolerant soybeans that are emerging not only from Monsanto, but other companies as well. And as we had these discussions, I realized that there's a big underlying concern in the ag industry as we move forward towards these technologies, and that being many farmers don't understand the difference in like 2,4-D or dicamba, and so if they don't understand those or they don't recognize where they're placing some of their crops and maybe don't keep the best records for moving forward. So that was a large motivating factor as I pursued an undergraduate research grant from the Weed Science Society of America. And so my research today is just to really help producers that are planting soybeans and provide more information about their different options in weed control and really help educate them on the different symptoms of when you spray the wrong herbicides on the selected herbicide-tolerant soybeans that they're using. And really just to help understand the symptomology and the importance on knowing what herbicides you're placing on what acres. And then in the long term, really just use this information to help those farmers make more knowledgeable management actions in the future and be a little bit more aware of what's going on out in the industry. So my experimental approach was I needed some needed research to help have these discussions with farmers. And so in order to do that, we lined up a list of all the emerging soybean herbicide-tolerant varieties out there. And we ended up working just with conventional, which was a Kansas Foundation seed, and then Roundup Ready ones, which were also Kansas Foundation, and then your Roundup Ready 2s and Liberty Link and dicamba tolerant soybeans. And we took all of those and had 4 replications of 2 soybeans per pot and sprayed them with 5 different treatments at the V1 stage and then compared all of the results. So our treatments were just water and water with additives of AMS and then our WeatherMax and Liberty and Clarity. So we all know what a soybean is going to look like when they are Roundup ready and you spray Roundup on it. And so it's good to see or reassure that Roundup ready beans do work. So, as expected, our Roundup ready 2 beans also were fine, as well as the dicamba tolerant. But then as we move into some of your conventional, you see more chlorosis and intervenal chlorosis, and obviously causes a lot of heartache, especially when you move into some Liberty Link beans that are damaged as well. And then as you move into a Liberty Response, obviously Liberty Link beans are going to hold up. And we did have a little bit of contamination, which I'll discuss later. But as you can see, Liberty, the conventional soybeans were affected by Liberty when it was sprayed, obviously, and as well as the Roundup Ready beans, Roundup Ready 2s, and the dicamba tolerant. And then as we move in, I think this is a big conversation piece, as farmers are really concerned about volatility and drift when we look at dicamba tolerant soybeans and dicamba being sprayed more in the industry. It's good to see that your dicamba tolerant ones are resistant to or tolerate dicamba, obviously. But obviously when you start to see the meristems and shoots twisted, it provides a lot of heartache on the farmers in the conventional Roundup Ready and Roundup Ready 2 and Liberty Link, obviously. So I recognize that, yes, we can tell that you shouldn't spray Roundup on your conventional beans, and I recognize that's a very basic concept. But I want you all to recognize that these mistakes do happen out in the industry, and as more and more herbicide-tolerant soybeans come out into the industry, we have to be extra sure that where we're placing what and how we're going about that. So another point I would like to make is that plant damage is immediate, which really highlights the importance of scouting your fields. And if you have a farmer that has fields all across the east to western edges of a state, he might not go back to that field, or maybe the applicator will spray it and you won't see it for a little while. So we definitely saw a lot of clarity damage already after one day, and so just be sure to be out there and scouting and keeping an eye on those crops. And then I came up with a percentage of 86% of our plants that did not have the tolerant gene for across all of our varieties. They were damaged 86% of the time, and we had a little bit of error because we're unsure if the water vial was perfectly clean beforehand when we first started doing tests, and are unsure about the sprayer, or if we cleaned out entirely, and then also some of the trays we were concerned about contamination. But really, I think the pictures just really helped understand some of the symptomology or symptoms that come with obviously these herbicides, and using that to help farmers obviously in the end. So we have the pictures, but the main goal of us as agronomists and this research was really to help bridge that gap between growers, applicators, and our agronomists. So growers, there's so many different opinions going on about a lot of these technologies, and they may have had a bad experience about it in the past and are trying to figure out how to balance all these different technologies. And so I think what's really important for them is to have a strong confidence and understanding of their products and the placement as they go about that. And then just to be sure and confident in their communication among their neighbors and their sales representatives to understand what trait packages they're actually receiving, as well as their applicators. On the applicator side, they definitely need to have a strong confidence in application location. So a brief story. So when I was in Ohio this summer, I know applicators were so concerned about spraying the wrong fields, and many of their farmers didn't know where they were placing some of those varieties. And so back when Roundup Ready beans originally came out, they would go and take their farmers out to that specific field and ensure that that's the exact location that they're supposed to be spraying in order to avoid a 200 acre field of conventional beans getting sprayed on accident. So, and miscommunicating that. So that, as well as strong training as we move into a lot of these products. And so we can bring all this information together by really promoting that education from our crop science and agronomy backgrounds, and really pair that with the agriculture industry for understanding these trait differences and, you know, really encouraging those strong record keeping, strong records to prevent losses in the industry and keep farmers and applicators open and willing to and excited about new technologies as they emerge. So with that, I'd like to thank Kansas State and the Weed Science Society of America for the opportunity to do undergrad research, and I open it up to questions. How bringing those all together? Yeah, so I think the main message is for all of us to really promote the emphasis on being aware of what you're placing and spraying where. And I recognize that many farmers use a lot of these packages built up, and that's what we're really going for as we move forward. But as we're still taking steps to making a really layered trait package, I think it's important because I know several farmers that are diving into Liberty Beans and Roundup Ready 2 still, and as we move into more diverse industries of all the trait packages, just I know there's been a lot of miscommunication on what's being sprayed where, and so that is my main emphasis in helping farmers understand what's going on. So they had released a second patent out because the patent expired after Roundup Ready 1, and then they're more heavily developed, or I mean, it's a newer line of Roundup Ready 2 or more further developed. Pardon? Glufosinate. Thank you.